Carolyn Osorio, also known as Pippi Mama, is a mom to five, who's also an author, reporter, wife, blogger, cooking host, podcast host, and video host. The inspiration for her moniker, Pippi Mama, comes from Pippi Longstocking, an unconventional, playful, questioning character, seeker of truth, doing what her heart tells her to do, often in an unconventional way, and never listens to naysayers. I mentioned to you she's the mother of five, so automatically I started thinking about Jim Gaffigan. Carolyn, when I talked to her about, we just met recently, and I talked to her about her personal life. So, you know, what's your life like? Well, I have five kids, and then I think I just automatically hesitated for a moment. It was because, you know, that's what you do when somebody tells you they have five kids. And Carolyn, what did you say to me?
I said that, you know, it's not for everyone, but we really love it.
Yeah.
You know, because as I've heard that Jim Gaffigan, it's like perfect, because that's exactly what it's like. And my husband and I were actually talking about this last night, and we'd actually gotten away from the kids and were, you know, having a, you know, at the local watering hole and just hanging out. And I was telling him about this interview, and he said, and I told him about the conversation that we'd had, and he said, yeah, I always say, yeah, I have five kids, and then I wait and then say, but I'm not Mormon. And it's just like, you know, it's just the natural, we both have our own kind of coping mechanism for what I think is, you know, it's kind of like the last bastion of people don't have to feel like they're politically correct. But I do think that, you know, it is unusual. We recognize that. And, you know, so we're fine with it. We just, you know, have our stop responses. And it's definitely not for everyone. But look, here it goes again. It works for us. And we feel really, really fortunate. So.
Well, yeah, I have the opposite problem. You know, I tell people, they say, oh, how many kids do you have? I say, I just have one. And they're like, oh, okay, well, why don't you love her?
you know what? That's kind of like, I think now I now want to tell people that I have five kids. Maybe I shouldn't, because I always feel confused or conflicted by what I should say sometimes, because I'm naturally proud of my kids and proud of the life that we have and proud of, you know, I mean, they're my family is, you know, my life's work, but so am I, but I feel like I'm excluding them if I don't say that. And I just want to say it. But then on the other hand, it's like, you know, it instantly kind of puts a label on you. And so I'm still kind of, you know, I just follow my heart. And you mentioned Pippi Mama and Pippi Longstocking. And that's kind of where that came from, of just kind of going with who you are, not worrying about what other people think. And so that's pretty much what I do, whether or not that's, you know, politically correct or not, you know, whether that, you know, maybe people might be a little off put by that. Well, I mean, that's their kind of deal, you know.
Right.
They're going to judge me because I have five kids. That's kind of their thing, you know.
I'm going to have Carolyn on, hopefully once a week. It's, you know, hard to predict these things for sure when you have five kids, but our goal is to have her on once a week, because she does a podcast that touches on some of these same subjects. The idea is, you know, looking at people's lives, and really, Carolyn, we were talking yesterday, it's almost like everybody has some sort of unconventional life, right? I mean, what is normal nowadays? In telling these people's stories is one of the ways that, you know, you are able to, I think, educate people on, you know, what is happening out there beyond just what is going on in our lives, and how every life is a little bit different and people achieve results in different ways.
You know, that's kind of how this came about. Like, once I kind of figured out how I was going to do me, but then also do my family and be, you know, I have a lot of my personality from, you know, day one has always been, I've had so many different interests, you know, just because, you know, I have five kids doesn't mean that I don't, you know, have an interest in politics or have an interest in science or have an interest in, and so part of as I evolved as a writer and as a journalist, you know, was also, I'm a storyteller, and I love the stories that I love to tell. They always kind of gravitated to people of all walks of life, whether they're celebrities, whether they're locals, whether, you know, and especially, you know, people in the nooks and crannies who have interesting stories to tell about how they lived their life outside the cookie cutter, because it's so inspiring. And I, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't have a mentor, you know, especially because I have so many kids and we're so busy all the time that, you know, it's really hard for me to have mentors. And yet by doing and you know, interviewing these really cool, interesting, different people, it's kind of a way to spread that message of, hey, you know, you can do this too. And I think everybody would be happier if they were in a place where they could pursue, you know, whatever that is, whatever that little spark inside that says, you know, I'm not really doing what I should be doing because I'm afraid or whatever. And listening to people, everybody that I've interviewed, they always seem to have, you know, you always go through the same kind of thing, which is, you know, not listening to, there's a difference between listening to naysayers and listening to people who actually, that you can grow and learn from. Mm-hmm. When I talk about naysayers, it's just people who are like, you're never going to do it. It's never going to happen. It won't work. You have five kids. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, that's not going to move you forward. But listening to people who are like, hey, this is what happened to me and this is how I kind of overcame it. You know, those are the people you want to listen to.
So we'll be talking, like I said, once a week, a different story every week. But the full versions of these stories can be heard on Carolyn's podcast. How do people connect with that, Carolyn?
Well, they can go to my blog, which is pippimama.com, which is PIPPIMAMMA.com. Or they can just do a search in for iTunes, and it's Pippi Mama, Life Outside the Cookie Cutter. I'm also on SoundCloud as well.
That's Carolyn Osorio, and I'm Trace Yellis with Katie Gray. Our producer is Steve Remo. This is your afternoon show on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.